So you need to understand, when you're thinking about the Antichrist, you need to understand that first, there's a political rise. A man shows up, a political leader shows up, and he goes forth conquering and to conquer. So, you know, he's probably going to be a Republican, right? Or, you know, he's going to go, it may be Trump, you know, I'm just kidding. But, you know, he's going to go forth and he's going to beat at least three guys. He's going to make leagues with others, and they're going to establish this world power. But there's a second rise. The first rise is the political rise of the Antichrist. But there's a second rise, and for those of you taking notes, if you like to take notes, there's the physical rise of the Antichrist. Now you'd say, well, what's the physical rise? Go back to Revelation 13 and look at verse number 3. See, there has to be a way that we transition from simply being a political leader to being a religious leader or deity or whatever they're going to call him. And that is done through the physical rise of the Antichrist. Now, if you remember when we saw in Revelation 6, we saw that he was an imitator, right? In Revelation 6, 2, and I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him. He comes imitating Christ, copying Christ. And the Antichrist is going to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ at his greatest, you know, act, which is the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. You're there in Revelation 13. Look at verse number 3. Revelation 13 and verse 3. Notice what the Bible says. And I saw one of his heads. This is the beast, the Antichrist. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. So notice the Bible tells us here that he takes a wound to the head. And, you know, obviously we don't know for sure how this is all going to play out. Maybe it's going to be like a JFK assassination. You know, but the guy, he's wounded in the head, and everybody thinks he's dead. In fact, they'll proclaim him dead. They'll say he's dead. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. Notice, and all the world wondered after the beast, and they worshipped. Now, when you see a word worship there, now you're using religious terminology. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. We're going to come back to that. Look at verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So I want you to notice that he was wounded. His head was, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. Go to Revelation chapter number 11. Revelation chapter number 11, and we'll see more about, you know, how the Antichrist dies and comes back. Now, look, this is miraculous, or this is, you know, not a natural event. It is the power of Satan, and you need to understand that Satan has power. You know, Satan is able to do these things, and that's why you shouldn't be impressed when these false prophets, you know, maybe they do things and you think like, oh, wow, well, that was actually power. Well, Satan has power. You know, the prophets of Baal, they really did think when Elijah, you know, challenged them, they really did think they could bring fire down from heaven. You know, they probably had done it before. We'll see here that the false prophet will do it at the end times, but this beast is wounded to death, as it were to death, and his deadly wound was healed. Look at Revelation 11 and verse 7. Revelation 11 and verse 7 says this, and when they shall have finished their testimony. We're kind of fast forwarding. So this is talking about the two witnesses, but I want you to notice what it says about the beast. The beast, notice what it says about it, ascendeth out of the bottomless pit. Now what's the bottomless pit? That's hell. So he ascended out of the bottomless pit, shall make war against them, the two witnesses, and shall overcome them and kill them. Look at Revelation 17 and verse number 8. Revelation 17 and verse 8. Again, I just want you to see the description of the beast, of the Antichrist. Revelation 17 and verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Do you see that? And go into perdition, And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold, notice, the beast that was and is not and yet is. And whenever you see that terminology, that phrase, is not in Scripture, it's used about people who have died or people who people think are dead. So here, the Bible is telling us he was and is not and yet is. It tells us that he ascended out of the bottomless pit. It tells us that he took a wound to the head, and it was a wound, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. So I want you to understand that there's, first of all, a political rise to the Antichrist, where he goes forth conquering and to conquer. He conquers three kings. He makes a treaty. He makes a league. He establishes a one-world government, eventually under a one-world currency. But then there's a physical rise of the Antichrist, and he takes a wound to the head. You know, and the Bible doesn't spell this out for us, but I would imagine that they probably think he's dead for 3 days. And then he comes back, you know, quote-unquote, from the dead. And you say, well, what is he doing? He's imitating Christ. He's coming on a white horse. He's pretending to be Christ. And I'm not saying that he's going to exactly say, you know, I'm Jesus Christ. But he's basically, that's what Satan's doing. He's trying to mock at it. Now, there's an importance here when it comes to the Antichrist before he takes the wound to the head and after he comes back, quote-unquote, from the dead.